It's time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And we are joined this morning by Washington Mayor Joe Wellman for a city update. And Mayor, fresh off a big concert Saturday night at the Washington High School Auditorium, the Buckinghams put on a great show with the community concert series.
It was a super show. And they went on for, an hour and a half at least, maybe an hour and 45 minutes. It was great. They hung around afterwards and talked to everybody. It was just a great show. Nice guys. They were really nice.
They were.
Nice group of guys.
You know, we had some visitors from as far away as 4 hours plus to see that concert.
I know it. Cool. They were great. The guys with the group seemed like they really liked the city and liked where you took them to eat a few times, I think, or they went to eat anyways. And they really liked the town, really liked talking to people, seemed like.
We really hope we can keep the series going. You know, the community is asking for it. It just takes the support and it takes filling that auditorium each time, right?
It takes buying tickets.
That's right. So if you're interested in volunteering, too, to keep the community concert series going strong, by all means, they can give you a call at the mayor's office, right?
That's right. And we got a great concert coming up in October. The Bee Gees Gold will be here. Some great songs there. And that will also be at 7:30, I believe, at the Washington High School Auditorium, October 7th. We have two more concerts left, and they both ought to be good.
They really should. They're both great artists. The Bee Gees Gold, October 7th, and John Barry's Christmas show on December 9th, which is a phenomenal show. You're going to love that one. So we'll keep you posted as we get closer to those dates. But we got some other events coming up a little closer to home here real soon.
Yes, we do. September the 1st, we have the Wine and Brew Fest, rebranded from the Wine, Cheese, and Art. Same type of format, except Samantha's adding a few microbreweries from the area. Downtown, on Main Street. That is always a great event. A lot of people come out for that.
You know, it has grown, too. It really has.
It really has.
People that go to the wineries and what have you, it draws a crowd from all around to our Main Street, which is great to see.
Yes, and some of the businesses are open, and it's just a great event. Hopefully the weather will be good. It's a good time of the year. I know they had it earlier in the summer for a while there, and it was awfully hot downtown. So September 1st ought to be a nice weather, and hopefully everybody comes out. We also have the 20th Century Chevy Cruise In and Car Show coming up in about 5 weeks, September 16th and 17th. That is always a great event. This will be their 40th year.
1,000 cars is what they're shooting for. It's going to be a huge event this year, marking 40 years, so you don't want to miss that one.
And that's not sure we're going to put them all.
That's going to draw a lot of people to our city, so looking forward to that. I know they've been working on this pretty much the entire year, getting ready for this show.
Yes, they have. They got a great group of volunteers, great group of guys and their wives that really put that thing on. I know they have some special events going on Saturday evening. They're going to have some fireworks this year. It's going to be a great event. The other thing going on, and it's just a continuing thing, is the Hometown Collaboration Initiative that Cindy Barber and several people are working on. They continue to meet. That ought to turn into some great things for our community. And we're just working hard to make sure the community is inviting and attractive and clean and hospitable to anybody that visits.
So a little bit more on the Hometown Collaboration. What is this?
This is a grant that was received. It's a collaboration of the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, Purdue University, and Ball State University. And it involves a group of local volunteers, a good group of people, wide variety and diverse group of talent. And just looking at projects for leadership development or economic development for the community. We think it's going to be the greatest part of it is just getting all these people together to work together on the projects, and hopefully eventually it could work out to be a really good project for the community. At this point, there'll be some public listening events, public outreach as to what people would like to see in the community. And that's going to be a community-wide event for the city.
Anything else you've got in your notes over there?
I think
today?
That's all I've got. It's kind of that back to school lull right now. Of course, soccer and fall sports will be starting up here, And the swimming that's pool always a lot of fun.
Open another weekend?
No, this was the last weekend was the was, okay. This past weekend was the last. We tried to stay open 2 weekends after the school starts, and that was this past weekend. So hope everybody enjoyed Water World this year. Yeah, we had some good days of good turnouts when it was really good and warm. It's always a great asset for the community.
It seemed like summer, though, with didn't have much of a summer
I know
this
it,
year.
It doesn't last very long, it doesn't seem it like.
It doesn't. Our guest is Washington Mayor Joe Wellman. He joins us each month for a citywide update. Mayor, we appreciate your time on Take 5 this morning.
Want to wish the best to the Montgomery Ruritan Club for the turkey trot coming up.
It'll be here before you know it, and the Antique Show in Northern Davies County coming up as well. We've got a busy few weeks ahead.
Yes.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.